Great Lakes United coordinator Reg Gilbert says the proposed regulations allow taking water from lake to lake. He says even though the water stays in the Great Lakes Basin, it can still upset water levels.
Make it that you can't remove water out of the Lake Huron Basin or the Lake Superior Basin, not just out of the Great Lakes Basin. That way it protects each individual lake, which is, of course, how all people experience the water is in their place, not someplace else.
Most alarming, says Gilbert, is that the regulations only protect the immediate Great Lakes Basin from water diversion, allowing for water to be transferred out of feeder lakes and rivers. That will require a license, but Gilbert says the wrong agency will be in charge of approving the sale of water.
We would like them to delegate the responsibility for deciding whether or not too much water would be lost and the environmental impacts of the withdrawal to Environment Canada. They've left it in the hands of the Foreign Ministry of Canada. Of course, they have no expertise and are more likely to have their decisions be politically based.
A decision on the proposed regulations by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is expected by the end of this year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.